Zech Nishpas Avi Mori, Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pinchas, Zech Nishpas Daniel Shein, Vas Yeshua Falk. Okay, so today we go. Okay, if we can mute, if anyone has noise coming. We're in Yonei Hilchas Pikach Nefesh Packet Yud. Right, Ilan, Packet Yud. We're in the middle of Packet Yud. Okay. So Packet Yud is, again, the Inyan Hagdara Shel Choli Shel Mechalim Malavas HaShabbos. What is the... what type of Choli do we need to warrant us to be Mechal Shabbos? Morning, Natan.
Morning,
Grizzly. Okay. So the...
I think we didn't start this yet.
What?
I think this is our first day doing...
Yeah, in other words, Packet Yud, we did a little bit. You remember when Packet Test we had a problem with, so we did the Tshuva of the Chasam Sofer, right, in Packet Yud. But the rest we haven't really done yet. Okay. So... So, if you take a look on Shin Chav Ches, so let's just look from the beginning, even the parts that I didn't bracket. In Sif Aleph, it says, Mishi Yish Lo Mechush Ba'alma, meaning somebody who has discomfort. Mishi Yish Lo Mechush Ba'alma, V'hu Mischazik V'holech, and he's basically on his feet. Mischazik v'holach kibari. Also, laslo slo shum refua. I feel like the akum gzeirim shem shchika samonim. So you can't do refua for him. That's the isra refua, because basically he's a bari. He's fine. He just has some discomfort. So there's an isra refua for him. But so that's the. We said there are three levels. There's a bari b'meichesh ba'alma, then there's a cholish ein bo sakana, and a cholish yesh bo sakana. So, and beis is mi sheyesh lo cholish sakana, mitzvah l'chal levas haShabbos. So then it's a mitzvah to be mechal Shabbos if it's a cholish yesh bo sakana. And then halacha gimel is kol makah shel cholol, any internal makah. In other words, from the teeth and inward. There's a kilkul in one of the inner organs. Machmas maka or bua, some type of injury or growth. Of my mechushim in nikroim maka, just something that's not, you just don't feel good, but it's not a maka. That's not, then it's not a cholish yesh bo sakana. Okay. Then in halacha dalad, the Shulchan Aruch says maka shel cholol eina tzricha omed. In other words, if you have an inner makah, you don't have to, omed means you don't have to be appraised by the doctor. Shafil ein sham bekiyim. V'chol ve'eino omer klum, osim lo kol tzatzrichim lasas lo b'chol. As we don't know what it is, but it's something from the cholol, from the inside. So then we assume that it's a cholol sheyesh bo sakana. Unless we know for sure. Aber kshiyodim ma makim ba oso cholol shemam mamtin ve inzer chil oso cholol shavas av mishom machos cholol. But then machos she'enu shal cholol. But if it's not, if it's an external, it's not internal. It's something external. The sholim bebaki of a cholol ve'im chalim ashal shabbos ad sheyomer echad mehem shoot tzarich lechilol. So then, if the makah is an external thing, so then you need someone to say. You either need the chola to say or the doctor to say that there's a sakana here. But if it's internal, so then it's you don't need anyone to say. If it's an internal makah, so then that's considered a chola sheyesh bo sakana. That's what the Shulchan Aruch here says in Halacha Vav, on the next page too. It says, makal shel al gav hayad, the gav haregel. So on top of the hand or the foot, v'chei misha bala aluka, v'chei misha neshko kelev shote, or echad mizochle offer, a dog bite, or something that crawls in the, you know, a snake bite or something like that. I feel sofek amazed me some love, even if it's a sofek hare kemaka shel cholo. So what's the maka shel gav hayad? So if you take a look. Take a look at Rabbi Kiva Eger. Yeah, so you have a makal, and this is based on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. This is based on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. If you take a look, yeah, in Siv Zayin for a second. Mechalim Shabbos al kol makal shenases machmas barzel. Any makal that's you know, metal, he was hit by metal. So that's. That's a maka sheyesh bo, and that's the what the Gemara says here in the Kaf Ches, page 5. Tamar of Ad bar Masna Amarav Gav Hayad veGav Haregel Harein kemaka shel cholo. So if you have something that fell on the foot or on the hand, that could be a maka, even though it's external. Take a look on in the Tosfos here, on page 5 in the second Tosfos. Maka shel gav hayad perush haynu choli she'olos shon me'elov hoshuol yemakas cherev or makas cherev aminim b'chol mokum dom chalin oles haShabbos. So some type of metal got on the hand. Let's see how the Aruch HaShulchan explains it here on page 12. Here, the chavav. Chemisha noshcho kelev, you got bit, a dog bite. Shote, or echad mizoch le'ofar, or some crawling creature. Hamemisim, like a snake. I feel sofik imemes imlav. Chem bekelv shote, sofik arezu kemaka shocholo. Chem mahalim shalas al kol maka shenaset machmas barzel. Bechose kahaka. Al ezem moko mehaguf. It has to be with force, or feel shalom b'koach. V'liniru dafka b'koach. Loshon haGemara, kainun hay pedanas hakantehi. Petza machmas cherev. has some force. I remember when one of my sons was very young. It was a Friday afternoon, right before Shabbos, and he was walking in the hallway, and in the hallway they have metal protectors on the windows. And he put his hand and he pulled it, and then it fell, and it fell on his head. So that's all it came. So he said, "Oh, this is the din in Shulchan Aruch of the Makkah of Barzel." And so he was said, you know, it warrants that he would take it and on a hatzala call to the hospital. In the end, I don't think we need
it. You have to be bleeding.
What?
Do you have to be bleeding?
That's a good question. Does he have to be bleeding? It doesn't say. Or else maybe. I don't know if something fell. Maybe, because you can never know. Maybe there's internal bleeding, right?
Intrusion. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So right. So. So that's a makashol cholo.
What if somebody chas v'shalom cuts himself like cutting the challah? You know, it happens. Unfortunately, happens sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
They cut their hand with the challah. It's a deep wound. It could be a deep wound.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be.
It sounds like they're talking about specific diseases. I mean, the mark of the hand and the foot sounds like tetanus. And the kelev is not just any dog bite, it's kelev shota. They're worried about rabies.
Rabies.
I mean, there are specific issues in each of these cases.
Right. So what Rabbi Arar was asking, what if you're cutting the challah? And this has happened. I mean, you're saying that it wouldn't necessarily warrant if you would cut your finger with a challah knife. Maybe not. Yeah. Okay. So now we saw the Magen Avraham last time on page 1, where the Magen Avraham says Ayin Simatov Reish Yud Ches on page 1 and Sifkot and Hey. That the Shulchan Aruch and Sifkat and Hey says that Maka Sheina Shachal and Shalom Abaki Uvacholi, the Im Chalim Shan, Ishermechan Tzarechil. So he quotes you the din in Shulchan Aruch that it doesn't mean that there's a Sakana now. But it's sufficient that it could come to a sakana, right? It could come to a sakana. Anything that could come to a sakana is considered like a sakana, and you can mechal Shabbos for that. And that was the local Ola Shabbos, because the Ola Shabbos on page 4 said that no, that Avu Pishalo Omer Shabavadi Im. He says Vama Fil Echad Omer Sheinu Tzarich VeIdach Tzarich. So the Rabbi Yochum says, "Yeshmi shakasa v'chol dov she'imbo sakana ato, alav v'sheyochol lo voladei sakana, ein mechalim alav as a Shabbos el shvus derabana, halo yisur deraisa." Right. So the Magen Avraham says that Chil Shabbos is not only for something that the Sakana is here right now, but the potential Sakana to come is a Chil Shabbos as well. You can be Chal Shabbos for. And the Ola Shabbos was the one he's quoting from the day in the Rabbeinu Yerucham, that no, maybe the Sakana has to be there now. And not just the potential Sakana. And he said, potential Sakana, you can do a Shvuz D'Rabbanan. That's the Beis Yosef B'Shem Rabbein Yerucham. He quotes Mishmi Mishir Kosev Shekol Dov She'ein Bo Sakana Ata Avol Pishar Yochol Lovoli De Sakana Ein Mechalim El Shvus Derabanan. Okay, so that is the story. So there is a fascinating... We did the Tshuva and Chasam Sofer, we did already. And the Tehillah LeDavid on page 10, going over to page 11, who also quotes this question of the Ola Shabbos. And he quotes the Magen Avraham. In the end, he says, the first word in the line, Vayein b'likuti shud Chasam Sofer, that we did already, Tafilo lebari ulam im yesh locha shayochli lo voliday sakana. Right, he was talking about eating on the zman hamagefa, right, on Yom Kippur. To eat on Yom Kippur, zman hamagefa, the custom sofer says that could be that's okay because it could come liday sakana. And he says the hu adin l'chol Shabbos. So it's the same thing that the Tilos David says. Anything that could come to Sakana, if you're not going to take care of it, you could even be Michal Shabbos to it. Michal Shabbos or Michal Yom Kippur. Same thing. Okay. Now, we didn't do yet on page 13, there's a Tshuva, Shilas and Tshuva, Mishnah Socher. Mishnah Socher is a fascinating sefer. It's by the Rabbi Socher Tachtel. That's the Eim HaBanim. People know him because he wrote the famous book on Eretz Yisrael and Yeshiva Aretz, Eim HaBanim Smecha, the Hungarian Rav. But he wrote many other things. In the modern world, he's known because of this Sefer Eim HaBanim Smecha. That's what people know him from. But he wrote other Sfarim as well. So Mishnah Socher is his famous Tshuva Sefer. Maybe it's not as famous as his Eim HaBanim Smecha, but it's definitely a worthwhile learning every single Tshuva in the Sefer. It's worthwhile. So he has a piece here on page, starting on page 14, about Cholav Akum L'Cholosh Eim Bo Sakana. In other words, what's the din of having Cholav Akum? In other words, we know there is a Mishnah in Masechta Avodah Zarah that tells us that we're not allowed to drink milk unless a Yisrael saw the milking. If the Yisrael didn't see the milking, then you can't drink the milk. That's called Cholav Akum. That's an Issur D'Rabban. Rav Moshe Feinstein had a Chiddush that in America, that since we have laws of we're afraid if the Jew doesn't see it, maybe the non-Jew is going to mix in non-kosher milk in it. But since in America we have laws of which, you know, that they can't use certain things for, you know, the milk of a non-kosher animal wouldn't be acceptable, and you would be fined to do so. You have to shut down the business. So that enough is enough, even though the Yisrael didn't see it. Rav Moshe says, based on the Gemara in Shavuos, that Yediyah is Kiriya, that knowledge is like seeing something. So if you have the knowledge that that he's not going to mix in non-kosher milk, which would be against, he would violate the law, then all the companies that we have today in America are all bound by that law, so that would be sufficient. And that was his big kula. In other words, so basically he's assuming that it's a not, Chol of Yisrael is not a Dover Shebeminyan. A Dover Shebeminyan is that, like Rav Shecht always explains, that the Chazal made a halacha, and that's it. Even if the reason doesn't apply, as Shechter explains, you have to follow that halacha. So here, the Mishnah says in Avodah Zarah, you need Yisrael Roehu. You need Yisrael to see it. So if Yisrael didn't see it, so even though I know that it's kosher milk, it doesn't matter. They made a takana. You need Yisrael Roehu. So that's the opinion that says that it's a Dover Shebeminyan. And that's what, you know, but many who are makpid on Chol of Yisrael, even in America, follow that shita. And Rav Moshe was lenient in America with the svara of that yediyah is kiriya. that if you know that it's that he didn't mix anything in because of the government laws, so even though there was no Jew there when the cow was milked and in the factory, there's no old Jew there every moment, nonetheless, it's okay. So he has a tshuva here. Here on page 14. So he has some type of sore throat of sorts. Who knows? It could be strep. Who knows what it is? And it says it's pain. And he has some redness. And Sindin, Dalekis Reos.
And Sindar.
And Sindar. So what is that?
And Sindar means that you're, it's infected. Infection.
Barofe Omar, so what is the doctor telling him? Sheyisa lemerchatz. He should go to a spa of sorts. Felishtos me mayan, and he should drink, you know, the hot spring water, mu'urav im cholov, and he should mix the water with milk and drink it several times a day, and that would hopefully solve the problem for him. But cholov kosher ein limso sham. In other words, where he's going to go there, he's not going to find cholov kosher. In other words, he'll find a milk that's cholov akum. But he's not going to find Chol of Yisrael. And again, we're not talking about when in America where you have the laws, etc. So let's assume that this could be potentially a real Issa D'Rabbanan. It could be a real Issa D'Rabbanan of drinking Chol of Akum. So the question is, so he has this, Dr. Levy said, some type of infection inside in his throat. So we're going to be makel on an issa d'rabbanan in to have him drink this warm milk because the milk was mixed in together with the hot spring water. And afsho b'sheiloso imuto lo lishlos chol of akum in yesh laduro lechol sheyesh bo sakana. So is he called a chol sheyesh bo sakana? Because maybe this infection could spread. And who knows? What do we say? No. That he's walking around on his stick. And maybe it's usher. Maybe even a Surah Darabanan are also because he's not a Cholish Sheyesh Bo Sakana. So he says. So he says, in name, in Yesh Lahatir Surah Darabanan.
Hello. Please leave a message.
Cholish Sheyesh Bo Sakana. So here he's saying, well, maybe we can be Matir. An issa d'rabbanan, maybe not an issa d'raisa, but maybe an issa d'rabbanan. He said, "Vakvah harichu hakadmonim achronim kavur b'svarim k'moshim kavur b'darkei tshuva shevim gam molosu b'michtovu mani lachvir b'zeh." So he says, this is already a discussion in the poskim whether we can give an issa d'rabbanan. But was he definitely he's a chola? He might not be a chola sheyesh bo sakana, but maybe he's a chola sheyesh bo sakana. And the question is whether we could give him an issa d'rabbanan. Meaning, what's an expression from the Gemara in Brachas? This doesn't need any procrastination, meaning it's obvious what the halacha is. He says, so this is. It can bring to sakana. There's no sakana yet, but it can bring to sakana. And therefore, And therefore he says, and then he quotes three four lines from the bottom. Ein halachas katanos because of the makah shel cholol she'omru chazal chalav shavs lav davka makah elo kol ke'ev chazak sheish l'sakin bo mikri makah shel cholol. It doesn't have to be a davka makah, but if you have a ke'ev, so that's also considered like a makah. If it's coming from something that that could be like here, like Dr. Levy said, like an infection or something like that. So there's uvms continue. Zeh rabos b'shonim is tapachti b'din shehutru b'cholos asurus l'cholos sheish bo sakana. So right, echadin shekeis odenu einu sakana. Right, this is what we saw in the Magen Avraham by Chilul Yom Kippur or Chilul Shabbos. That it doesn't have to mean that you're sakana now, but if you can become to sakana, that will also be a problem. So he says, and what about eating non-kosher food? So if a chol sheish bo sakana and there's no kosher food, so you can give it to him. But what's the din? Eicha din shekeis odenu eino sakana. In other words, there's no sakana now. But if we're not going to take care of it, it could be a sakana. So therefore, so he says, I already got a shaila once. His daughter was not well. But machlas, I nervoused it. She had some type of nervousness, psychiatric thing. Farofim omrim lo tikonis,
sanatorium.
So she has to go to get, go to a place where we'll deal with a psychiatric ward or something. Mesukin leze techla machla mesukenis. For the sanatorium, Sas Rachok, mi Vien, and the place, this institution is far away from Vienna. The Ein Lavi L'Sham Machos Ksheres, and you are not going to give her kosher food. The Shaltim Charlitain as Bito Tov Beis Cholam Hanal. So could you give right in there? Could you put her in that hospital, that psychiatric ward? Hishafti came into Efshar below Zev Arofim Omru to Tuchol Istakin Tidon Al Shem Sofa. The Havi Bechal Sofik the first shows the kind below the Hokel. The Chol Rega Yeshli Stapik Uaikol Hechel Maase HaSakana. So anytime we're in a situation where potentially there could be Sakana, so even though the Sakana didn't come, we're already allowed to treat it as a Chol Yeshbo Sakana even in the present. And he brings a parallel to that. He says, "Yesh lahavi smuchel is a midine treifus," right? So by dine treifus, we have certain physical blemishes inside the body of an animal, certain holes, certain openings that maybe are not yet opened the amount that makes it a treifa yet. But eventually, the way it is now, could eventually get bigger and bigger to the amount that will render it a treifa. The hechak tva hiskil maisa treifas afshe ke'es od linnit nitraf nidol on sofa of a treifa. So, in other words, whatever is going to ultimately cause the blemish, to expand, to make it the aperture in the inner part of the body to be big enough to be a treifa, even though it's not yet at that shear, he says that in Hilchas Treifas we have this concept of Nidon al Shem Sofo. So therefore, he wants to say the same thing over here. So he writes here on page 15, in Kein Gam Hacha, where the arrow is on page 15, he says, Gam Hacha, Hechad Dekvar Hiskil HaChulsha, sakana, the chulsha started already. That can bring sakana. Nidon al shem sofa. So here he has the sore throat that has the infection in the sore throat. And so that already could cause a problem. So therefore we treat it already as a chol sheyesh bo sakana. He says, so he says that Shlomo Kluger, or, well, this could be, who was permitting already to eat tray food, if that's the only way out, to eat tray food, to stop the potential sakana, which could be in the future. So he says, "Kemokay benidon didanim yomer harofe dim lo yasak refuah yochol sakim pshitu pshitu dehutul lo macholas asurus." And then he quotes from the Chasam Sofer, "Chelik shishi." That's the tshuva we saw about the cholera virus. Tafilu bori. So he quotes all those. We just saw. Whereas the poskim that we saw earlier, like the Magen Avraham and the Chasam Sofer, we're talking about Chil Shabbos or Yom Kippur. And he's saying the Mishnah Sochir, that Macholas Asuras also, because sometimes Macholas Asuras, you don't want to be as Mako, because Macholas Asuras, the Tamte Mesalev, it's, you know, but he thinks it's all the same. So over here, it's only a Did Rabbanan to have Chalav Akum. Magami Isu Chalav Shachol Bo Akum, the Kvarhochia Hashach, the Embo Dror Doraisa, Rakisu Rabbanan. Right, it's an Isid Rabbanan. V'yish kama shitos dehitiru Isid Rabbanan afilu chol shein bo sakana. And there are shitas that a chol shein bo sakana and Isid Rabbanan is mutter. And here it could become a chol sheyesh bo sakana. So he says, b'vade yish lusmach aleim benidon didon. Then he says, certainly over here we could be meko. And give the chol of akum to this person. And then he quotes a Chasam Sofer, he quotes the Rivaz and the Pri Chodesh, Radvaz and the Pri Chodesh, the Chol of Lo Neser Beminyan. Right? In other words, Rav Moshe was following this idea that it's not a Dovash Beminyan. In other words, if you know for sure that there's no Trefa, non kosher animals in the farm that they're milking, so then it's already muksak that it's not going to be a chol of that's also awesome. So therefore even if you didn't have a Jew actually there, I mean these are the precursors to Rav Moshe's heter. Shuv haleinu b'isu, and he says kvar kivralnu minagam seinu kedas. We call Malcolm Anu Shanogim La Abu. He says, he's a Hungarian Rav, by Smecha. He says, Anu Nogim Lasser, from Kibal the Migadagam Vasainu Kedasa Osrin. So, Suva Leidu be Isser Neder, Vagam Elo Hatara. In other words, if you assume not like the Pri Chodesh and the Radvaz and what Rav Moshe Feinstein said in the later days, you assume that this is a Dovash HaBeminyan, and if Chazal made this Isser, so even though the reason doesn't apply to us, then we accept it. So that's like a, sort of like a nether. And it's a nether Shal Rabim, so you can't do a Hatara, so it's not a simple matter. So he says, so he says, so what are we going to do? But what if you hold like the shita that that chol of akum is aser? In other words, there's no heter of knowledge or no heter of yediyah kiriyah. It's either Yisrael was Roeu or Yisrael was not Roeu. No loopholes. So he says, well, you have the no de Behuda Shita, the Dogal Mirvava. The Hecha de Eno Chosim Minhagal Lagarmin. Right, no, normally, somebody just called me on Friday. And he said that he usually doesn't use community Erev. But it was very difficult for him to, now that they have these outdoor minyanim, wherever he was, and he wanted to bring a sitter, and he wanted to know whether he needed Tataras Nadarm. So really, I would have liked him not to, you know, to continue his minug, but Alatzad that he needed to do it. Let's assume I'm not giving a conclusion here of what really should have been done or not. But I quoted him the Dogel is Dogel Mervava, that if a person has a Hanhaga Tova, so and he didn't say Beli Neder, so then he has to keep it. It's like a Neder. But if he's planning to, so he needs a Taras Nadar. But say he's just not doing it this Shabbos, or for a very temporary basis. So then the Dogel Mervava says you don't need a Taras Nadar. A Taras Nadar means if you have an Haggah Tova that a person wants to no longer keep at all, Mikano Lahaba, so then you need a Taras Nadar. But if basically you want to keep it, it's just you're in a situation right now that's going to be difficult, so that's a different story. So that's the opinion of the Dogel Mervava. So this, So here, he wants to keep Chol of Yisrael. In other words, he's not interested in following the Shitas that if we know Yedias Kiriya, like the Prichadosh and the Radvaz, he wants to keep it. But here, he's in a situation where, he needs to violate it. So he says, in other words, he doesn't want to indefinitely stop the not having chol of akum. Like atan yishlo mechush. Now he's not well. So rotzal lishtos achol of achachi yachzul minhago. But then he's going to go back to the way he was previously. Shuv ein shay chatora. Ein over al neder. In other words, you don't have to do Ataras Nadarim for that. If you took a real neder, I mean, a real neder, like Rav Shechter points out, you articulated with your mouth, that's something different. Then you need Hatara. But this is a concept of a minhug is keneder, and that type of, for that din of needing Hatara, the Dogel Mervava said that we don't require it if it's only, you know, Bakrai Balma, then he's going to go back to his Hanhaga Tova. Okay, so he says, "Imkay pshita b'shas refua yesh lismoch al haradvaz uprichadish." He says, first of all, you can rely on the radvaz and the prichadish that if you know it's muchzuk in the corral that all the animals are kosher where they're in the farm that they're using, then he doesn't have to worry that there was no Yisrael roeu. The gamal leaves the chazam sofer in yisur b'kayot tibuzan. Bei sofik sveik sveik el hatir. Savik Kishita Savatirin. Whereas first of all over here you have a Shita that's the Shitas that say by an Isidra Abandon, you can have an Isidra Abandon even for a Chol She'ein Bo Sakana. And even if you want to say not, it's a Savik Kishita Sausrim, but maybe the Radvaz and the Prichadash are right, that it's not even an Isser here, the Chol of Lo Neser B'minyan. So he has different svaras to be makel here, but he says that this case anyway could be considered a chol sheyeshbo sakana because it potentially could lead to a sakana. So something that potentially could lead to a sakana, so. You could be. So So that's what he concludes the tshuva. Nachzor l'sheila seinu on the bottom, page 15, on the left side. Achar pchipas mutzati sefer mincha Shabbos v'sharei mincha. Tevi sham kol sheilo because of the choshesh lo yesh lo ke'ev u'mifrat mara adandam. He is yishol tekev l'rofek. He's a chashash sakana. He pshita d'shar le lishtos chol of akum. He lo yilo koshev. Zaboru poshet. So that's what the Ein Rabbanim Smecha says, that he thinks it's pashut, that it should be okay. Because he's working the whole tshuva, even it's a chol sheibo sakana, but really, Mikir Adin, he holds it could be that it's a chol sheyeshbo sakana. And if it's a chol sheyeshbo sakana, then he's good. So that's the... Yeah, so that's the and Rav Vosner has a couple of tshuvas regarding Simon Shin Chav Ches, which he discusses as well here in the coming next tshuva here. Let's see which one we should take a look at. Just take a look 1 second on page 21 in the Sefer Mikdonos Eliyahu, who quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. He says, on the thing called Maka Shalcholo, we say any internal Maka, Ayin Shmi Shabbos Kilchosa, Shehevi B'Shem Agon Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Shemisha Yishlochom Gavoa, he has a high fever, Shalonikba Dain Sibasa, we don't know where it's coming from. That's also called Maka Shokhala. And Rav Moshe writes, Yishlochom Kitzotsami Machala Shebevar Mapnimim, he has some Maka from the internal organs. It's also Maka Shokhala.
What?
He says, Vov was in Mitzir Vam, Kedom Chalom Shabbos, Kedish Chom, Akorov, Lemeo Shtayim. Near 102 fever, he says. Maybe it could even be Mechal Shabbos. Yeah. Someone want to say something? Yeah, okay. And and Rav Vosner here says on page 18 in the first tshuva Simon Lamed Vav on the right Magen Avram. He says that then he talks about fever, he talks about, and then he says I am Imre Yosher on the right side, I am Imre Yosher. Tmecha shall read him ke'evim menu. Kedolim ma'od choshim makas shalchala, right from the veins. He has pain. In shem b'machlokas aposkim pe kevim gedolim ma'odim choshim kipunach v'hikriya lahakel. Because it's just like we said that the Rav Yaakov Emden says you have a lot of pain, could be considered cholosh emo sakana, but if it's a lot of pain, say by your heart or something like that, that could be the beginning chasid shalom of a heart attack or something like that, and then we'll treat it as a cholosh yesh bo sakana. And then at the bottom, on Shulchan Aruch Tes, the other one, they say, Kareem and Mogad Avram, the field bottom left, on page 18. I am Mogad Avram, the field, Evshel, Atzilam, Derech, Rosh Hashanah, Mutu, Lachabos, Ulinin, Rosh Hashanah, Zmanazah, Ve'im Lanu, Rishus Haran, page 19, Shishim Rav Nivkoyim. The Talmud near the Rishus Haran was that called Bonad Dat Habrim and Arshon Diga Rishus Haran the Raisu Hashenkin Kiboy. There's a question of doing giving Kiboy or doing Hotzah. So Kiboy is a Malach Hashem that's Rikul Gufa, so it'll only be a Rabbanon. He says, Shuvra, so maybe Bechora Kiboy should be rather do Kiboy than Hotzah, if it's a question of Pikuach Nefesh. He says, Mashenki Kiboy, the Kaimon of Shimon, the Potter, Yilayim Mugget of Ram, Tkam, Tor Malach Shem, the Tulukol, Poshut, the Tzorakim, the Dean of Shurach, as ever, Isim, the Gorn of Yavitz, and the Mork Tzia, as man as a mut of the Hotzi Milchabos, the Motzik. He says, "Bismanazeh, it's muta to be motzi." I guess he's assuming maybe we don't have Rishus Haran and Daraisa, Bismanazeh. So if you assume like that, and then maybe to do Hatzah, because maybe that's only the Rabbanim. Motzi kata the chol of Meish Hasreif of Rishus Haran and Halva Sreif of Gofa, etc. Because Malach Hashem the Sreif of Gofa, according to some Rishonim, is a Daraisa. To be motzi in a Carmelist is only a Rabbanan. So that's another tzad. And then he quotes something we saw already, that Pikuach Nefesh Udov HaShabbos, we discussed Hutro Dukuya. So we saw this from the Eshel Avram. He quotes it here from the Erech Shai. That even according to Rav Meir, that Pikuach Nefesh is Hutro, that's Pikuach Nefesh Vade, but Pikuach Nefesh Sofek, it's only Dechuya. Because who says he's in a situation of Pikuach Nefesh. But Rav Ozna writes, Yanirsin Lo Nira came. The Gab Sofek Pikuach Nefesh Dov HaShabbos Vade, Velom Sofek. I feel Sveik Sveika. Even Sofek Pikuach Nefesh is Vade Dov HaShabbos, and therefore it shouldn't be any different. Came to Hator Hitir, but the Vada Gami in his Gala of Sof Shaloya, MSF Shores Hatzola, the Komoka of Knesset, the Vesa Sofing, the Atzma, who mitzvah Derek Vada. In other words, if it's a Sofing Pikuch Nefesh, the fact that you Michal Shabbos is Matoris Vada. Because the Torah says you can be Michal Shabbos for a Sofing Pikuch Nefesh. So we don't say if the Sofing Pikuch Nefesh is Vada, then the Chil Shabbos is also only Sofing. No. If you're besofik, then you have a vaday leniency to be mechal Shabbos. Yeah, and even if it turns out in the end it was okay, but you had a right to do what you did. So he says the ein chilak beit hutra derech vaday l'hutra derech sofik. He doesn't think there's any difference between sofik and vaday. Sofik pikuach nefesh is mutter. So, in other words, some achronim we saw from the Eshel Avram of Muchach that maybe if it's a Safek Pikuach Nefesh, it's only Dechuya. If it's a Vade Pikuach Nefesh, it's Hutra. He's saying, no, Mehechi Teisi. Safek Pikuach Nefesh is Mutter to Michal Shabbos. So then it's just, the Heter is just as great a scope as a Vade Pikuach Nefesh. Even though you're Safek, so maybe in the end it really wasn't. But since you were a case of a Safek, you have a right. You have a right to Michal Shabbos, but Torah Sutra. That's okay. So just to review what we discussed today, we discussed the Makkah Shal Cholol. Makkah Bipnim is a Makkah Shal Cholol. We said that Pikuach Nefesh, according to the Magen Avraham, is even if the Sakon is not here yet against the Ola Shabbos. And when we said Makkah Al Gabe Hayad is a Makkah Shal Barzel, and Rabbi Kivega says it might have. It's a discussion. The Aruch Hashulchan thinks that maybe it's only when it's Bekoach. And then we discuss the Tshuva, the Mishnah Sochir of Rav Tachtel, whether a person is allowed to, he has this infection in his throat, his redness in his throat, and he needs to go to this place to have, and he's going to have Kol Alakum. He says he thinks it's Mutter. He says, if it's only an Issa, Here it's only an issue of the Rabbanon, so the Rabbanon maybe we can be mako for a chola sheim bo sakana. But this might even be a chola sheish bo sakana. What the Mishnah Sechir is saying is basically what the Magen Avraham said, that anything potentially that can become a chola sheish bo sakana is a chola sheish bo sakana now. And you have all the rights. So certainly here it's only an issue of the Rabbanon of chol of akum. Even if you want to have the most machmir shita about chol of akum, it still would be mutter, because it's a chol sheish bo sakana. But and he says, and even if it would be a chol sheish bo sakana, then it would be mutter, because here it's only a din d'rabbanan that we're making on a din d'rabbanan for a chol sheish bo sakana. But he's saying, but maybe it's considered a chol sheish bo sakana, because the potential, just like he writes a mashal in Hilchos Treifos, that some opening in an aver, even though it's not open sufficiently to cause a tray for now, but that's the opening is eventually going to get bigger and bigger, and therefore it has a status of a tray for now, because it's omed, like kol omed lizrok kizorok kizorok dami, etc. Okay, so we've officially finished this packet yud, and Be'ezra Hashem, tomorrow, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we'll go on to packet Yud Aleph. Let me say hello to everybody. Izzy, how are you? Izzy Muller and Nathan Bauer and Rabbi Alter, how are you?
Thanks, the good Lord.
Okay. We want your camera. We'd love to see you on the camera whenever possible. We appreciate it. Okay, should be well.
I'm on my cell phone now. I can't do that.
Oh, okay. But whenever you can, we always love to see you.
Yeah, Chicago.
Yehuda Shitris, Rabbi Harari, Dr. Levy, and Ari Berman, and Shemi Sokol, Asher Schoenbrook, and Ilan Sasson, and Danny Liu, and Asher Schoenbrook. We wish everyone a good day, and Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue Bez Hashem, B'siyata D'Shmaya.
Have a good day, Rabbi.
Have a good day to all.
Bye.